It's Energy FM, and we're here with Cathy Mitchell. And those of you know, Cathy was around the TT course pulling a 15-kilo tyre on Sunday. How was it?
Yeah, it was tough. Tougher than I expected.
Pain? Did it kick in early? Did you get further than you thought you were going to get? Then it got harder. How you know, what was it like?
Yeah, I'd probably say after, so we started at the grandstand and we did it in reverse for safety reasons. Making my way up to the crag, there was lots of wind, a bit of head-on hailstone, which I didn't really notice. But and then once I made my way past Kate's Cottage, it was a lot easier then. And I quite enjoyed the mountain course because loads of people seemed to be beeping and waving and my spirits were quite high. And then coming back over the mountain down into Ramsey, the descent was quite nice. Started to pick up my pace because I'd kind of set myself to try and aim for 3 miles an hour, and I was somewhere around 2 to begin with, getting up all the hills. Picked my pace back up again into Ramsey, had a little break, and then I could definitely start to feel like the pressure on my hips from dragging the tyre. And then I'd say around from Kirkmichael, I saw some friends and spirits were quite high again and had stopped and re-energised for a little bit. And pushing through them was quite hard because it was dark again and there wasn't many people around all the way to Ballacrane. I'd say that was the toughest section, really. And then after that, I was almost on the home straight.
Is it hard being so close to home and then looking up Bray Hill?
Yes, definitely. It was quite difficult. I just had in my head that I really wanted to finish it and the pain was telling me to stop, but I had to keep on going because I knew that if I did keep stopping, then I was just delaying the inevitable. And I just couldn't wait to get over that finish line.
And you say the pain nearly made you stop, but was there ever a point on the 37 and 3/4 miles where you just thought, do you know what, I've had enough of this?
Probably, but I think my stubbornness wouldn't let me continue with that. So I probably did have doubts and think, actually, what have I got myself in for? But I always knew deep down that I was never going to quit anyway, let's just put it that way. I was just going to persevere. It was just a matter of how long it was going to take me to finish it.
And whereabouts on the course were you when it went dark?
I'd say from about Kirkmichael, it must have started to get dark. After that, definitely by 6 o'clock, it was dark. So along that stretch from Kirkmichael to Ballacrane, I was just in complete darkness until I reached the end.
And the weather wasn't the best either, was it?
No, but I guess I can't really say anything about that because it's going to be much worse in the Arctic. So perfect conditions, really. And it could have been a lot worse. I think the predictions, the weather forecast after Sunday was going to be a lot worse. So I think I was quite lucky, really.
Okay, and what time did you do it in eventually? How long did it take you?
Yeah, it took me 15 hours, 6 minutes and 48 seconds.
Wow, mega achievement. But why was Cathy pulling a tyre around the TT course in reverse? We mentioned the Arctic. We'll find out a bit more next.